Joke around today.
Merndav Gimel introduces us to the world of the Kinyan Chalitim. The Gemara tells us the following, that the Mishnah tells us, Isha Niknesh B'Gimel Drachim. The Gemara raises the question, Minyana Dereisha the Miute Mai? And the Gemara tells us, Chalitim. Kesef Shtar B'ya Yes, Chalitim No. And the Gemara raises a somewhat surprising Kasha, V'Ema HaChinami. Maybe one would argue that, maybe Chalitim Yes. Maybe one would expect the Gemara should say, yes, Chalipin is good for Ishus. Minallan, that how indeed do you know that that should be true? We have Makoros for every one of the Kinyanim of Ishus, for Kesev, for Shtar, for Bia. Kedushe Bia is Mefurish Bekra, Ki Ikach Ishishu Ovala, the Torah's description of Be'ulas Baal. When it comes to a case of Shtar, of course, there is Makish Havayi Liyetzia. When it comes to Kesef, as we learned, that there is a Gzera Shava. If a Kinyan is going to work, there has to be a Makar. I often reference that there is a very important Nesivas, Kufzarivav, where the Nesivas writes that Kinyanim Bechola Torah Kula are not just simply intuitive, but rather they're obviously based on drushas, based on psukim, in order to assume indeed that that should be Chal. The Nesivas cites the Sugyan Gittin Daf Chavez, very critically important makam, where the Gemara says the following, that a person wants to go ahead and to bikon a flower pot. How exactly do you do so? So the Gemara tells us something stunning, that you have on, look at the bottom of that pot. Is it perforated or is it not? Is it an akitz hanakov? Is it an atzitz she'en hanakov? Because if it's a flat bottom, it's dino kemetaltalin. If it's atzitz hanakov, it perforated, all of a sudden now it's dino kakarka. So the simple question that how is it that one is kone and atzitz? Well, it depends on whether lahalacha it's dino kekarka, dino kemetaltzlin, and differences darais in terms of how indeed one is going to acquire. And therefore, you're not going to be able to acquire atzitz hanakov al yedei meshicha. Even though the Nesivas writes, of course the person could be moshech and atzitz hanakov, because lahalacha it is dino kekarka. And with this, the Nesivas questions a comment that the Pnei Yeshua has in Kedushin Nadav Chavbeis, but recognize that it's critical. Makoros are necessary for Kinyanim when it comes to Karka, when it comes to Metaltalin, and certainly when it comes to a Kinyan of Ishus. That magnificent Ramban, Kedushin Nadav Tezayin, that when we speak about Ishus, we're not dealing with a Kinyan Shomamon, we're dealing with a Kinyan Shel Isser. And if I ask you, how is it you create a Kinyan Shel Isser? The bottom line is, of course, there must be absolute makoros to demonstrate that indeed this is true. So it's somewhat surprising that the Gemara says, Chalipin ve'ema hachinami. Maybe in hachinami, indeed, that should work. And somehow the burden of proof is on me to tell you why it doesn't work, because, you know, Chalipin is this nepachos misho bruta, and either la makanya or la makanya nafsha. What exactly is the basis of the havamina that Chalipin should work when it comes to issues? Oh, so Tosos points out, you'll tell me very simply, because it's embedded in the Gzeira Shava. We have a Gzeira Shava of Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim. And therefore, yes, that if it works there, it should work here as well. On what basis is that true? Satosis writes, it does not mean that whatever is good when it comes to Kinyane Karka is good when it comes to Ishus. That certainly is not Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim. The Gemara is going to question, how do you know that there is Kedusha Ishtar? And the Gemara does not answer Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim. Just like your Kona Asada with a star, the same thing is true when it comes to Kedushin. This is a very limited drasha of Kicha Kicha Misnei Ephraim, and that limited drasha is Kesef. That Kesef indeed would work. Why would I think that Chalipin indeed would function? So maybe that raises a much, much broader issue. That what is the relationship between a Kinyan Kesef and a Kinyan Chalipin? Is it possible to maintain that maybe one could view Chalipin as an expansion of a Kinyan Kesef, and therefore it's included in this limited drasha of Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim? And when Kesef works, so Chalipin indeed should work as well. And if I can demonstrate that that indeed is true, that if Kesef, then Chalipin, so maybe that should be true here as well. But is that really the case? That if Kesef, then Chalipin? Oh, so the Sugyan Gittin and Daf Lametes. you know what? That clearly shichur eved knani is accomplished al yedei kesef. That certainly is the case. Can one be mishachar an eved knani or a shichur knanis al yedei chalipin? If the answer is yes, then maybe that's going to tilt in a direction that if kesef, then chalipin. If the answer is no, so somehow we're going to break that correlation. So the Gemara does have a case of a shichur knanis who was begging to be freed. And the Adon, yes, was willing to free the Shivcha Knanis and attempted to do so al yedei chalipin. Shoda kumta. Tempted to do so al yedei chalipin. Gittendav lametesim adbeis. And the Gemara says that no, that is not sufficient. That chalipin cannot be used for the purpose of being mashachere Shivcha Knanis. But there was a complicated factor, no? That maisa shay of the Gemara was chalipin, but inappropriate chalipin. Inappropriate chalipin. The Adon attempted to do chalipin with his kli, We call that al-pidin the Caliph Shomakne, not Caliph Shokona. And it is surprising, b'metzidaf memzayin, that this is indeed a machlokas of Rav and Levi. When a person goes and makes a kinyan chalipin, yes, the posuk says, v'sholaf ish nalo, but who's now? Whose kli indeed is used when it comes to a kinyan chalipin? You know, that itself is a surprising machlokas. No? If I were to ask you, when it comes to a kinyan kesef, does money change hands when you purchase something? Does money change hands? The answer is, of course. So I ask you the following, and whose money is it? Is it the money of the buyer? Is it the money of the seller? You would probably look at me, that sounds ridiculous. No, that should be a machlokes. When you purchase something, does the buyer pay or does the seller pay? Obviously, the buyer pays. Somewhat surprising that when it comes to chalipin, a machlokes, Rav and Levi, whose kli is it that indeed you use? Enochinami, that we do assume, of course, it's considered to be Caliph Shokona. But what does that tell you? If the answer is Caliph Shomakin, I'm going to tell you, you know what? The Kesef and Chalipin are worlds apart. You know, Chalipin is something which is entirely different. Chalipin is a haknami das. It's a conveyance of das. And maybe it makes sense to assume das makne. You know, the Tosus and Inner Samachesim Adays. If you have das makne, you don't even need overt das kona. So maybe if the kinyan is haknami das, it makes so much sense to assume that the kli should be used of the makna, the das makna, not necessarily that of the das kona. And we as simalacha, certainly not that Caliph Shokona, the one who is acquiring, he's the one who has to go ahead and furnish that kli for the kinyan chalipin. If that's true, you know what, that already is domi de kesef. Does that necessarily mean that, you know what, I should view chalipin as, if kesef, then chalipin? So the case in the Gemara, where the Gemara tells us, no, you cannot be Meshachar, Shivcha Knanis, in this way was an inappropriate Chalipin. So what is the diuk of the Gemara? That Chalipin is out of the question? Chalipin never works for Shichur? Or no, in principle, Chalipin works, but you know what, in life, make sure you do things right. If you can do the Kinyan Chalipin wrong, of course, that's not going to result in Shichur. And that is the fundamental machlokes. That's what Tosus raises in Gitnaf Lametesim Abeis, where Tosus writes, you see in principle that Chalipin is a Kinyan in order to be Meshachrer, a Shivcha Knanis, as long as you do it properly, Kedva Shokona. And that's against the Rambam. The Rambam in Perkeifel Chasavadim writes that absolutely not, that you cannot be Meshachrer and Eved Al Yedei Chalipin, even if you do the Chalipin appropriately, even if it's the case of Kedva Shokona. Where in the world would you assume that chalipin is a vehicle for shichur? How is that possible? Shtar, kesef, but who says that's good when it comes to being meshachar, neved kanani? And indeed, three shittas in Rishonim, the shita of the Rambam, where chalipin absolutely not, and the Tosus and Daf, Lamites, and Meseches Gittin, where Tosus writes, chalipin, yes. As long as it's done properly. Oh, that's the Hasagas Haravid. There in Perakei, Fokhas Avadim, when the Rambam writes Chalipin, no, the Ravid says, no, Chalipin, yes. And why Chalipin, yes? Because the Ravid writes Chalipin is Kekesev. Chalipin is Kekesev. And therefore, if Kesev, then Chalipin. And that's certainly Yeshua when it comes to Shechar. And the Ramban quotes the third sheet, Rabbi Nechananel, a stunning sheet. You know that Ramban I just mentioned, Kedushin of Tezayin, that there are two different types of kinyanim. There's a kinyan shamama and there's a kinyan shaliser. When I own something, that's a kinyan shamama. When you're dealing with issues, that is a kinyan shaliser. And then the Ramban so beautifully writes, sometimes you have a convergence, a confluence, a hybrid of different types of kinyanin. And that's avdus, where when it comes to an eved, there's a kinyan shel mamon and a kinyan shel isin. The magnificent Rambam. Now, there are two kinyanim when it comes to an eved. There's a shibud of avdus in terms of a kinyan shel mamon, but certainly there's a kinyan shel iser as well. A kinyan shel iser. And Rabban writes, that's exactly lala miisha. What is the link between avdus and ishos? A kinyan shel iser. A kinyan shel iser. And the Ramban writes as further chiddush that this is not only true when it comes to an eved kanani, this is even true when it comes to an eved ivri. In eved ivri, there's an element of a kinyan shel iser. What's the raya that there's a kinyan shel iser when it comes to an eved ivri? Because a typical Jew is forbidden the shivcha kananis, and that's not true when it comes to an eved ivri. The heter shivcha kananis of an eved ivri is an indicator of a kinyan shel iser. That status has changed in the world of iser v'heter, against the Tosus Niyavamos, where Tosus Niyavamos writes that the heter shivcha is a function of a kinyan shel mamon. Ovid is rabbo, ben v'yom ben b'layla, such a stunning machlokas. No, the heter shivcha knani too, in eved ivri, is that a function of a kinyan shel mamon? Is that a function of a kinyan shel iser? But avdus has two different kinyanim, two different moving parts, a kinyan shel mamon, a kinyan shel iser, and Rabbeinu Hanan writes the following, is chalipin a valid tool for shichrur. So, that Ramban, now take a look, and that sugi, Gittin Daflamites, writes the following. As far as the kinyan shamamon is concerned, yes. You can be mafkir kinyan shamamon ayyidei chalipin. After all, chalipin is lakayim koldavar. Chalipin works when it comes to metaltalin, karka, a shibud. I can be mischayiv myself ayyidei kinyan chalipin. Now, Chassan at the Chassan's dish, he's mechayiv es atzmo al yedei kinyan chalipin. So it works when it comes to karka, metaltlin, hischayivus. And Rabbi Nachman Shita, it works when it comes to the kinyan shomamon regarding shichrur. So therefore, if there's a kinyan chalipin which is done properly, guess what? I can no longer demand any services from the shivcha kananis. But you know, she's still asurli Yisrael because the kinyan shel iser remains. A fantastic shita. Now, three different shitas in terms of chalipin when it comes to the case of shichrur. But the way the Rambam and the Raivid describe is that this is an essential issue, and that is the relationship between a kinyan kesev and a kinyan chalipin. If chalipin works when it comes to shichrur, it's not that there's a pasuk that says chalipin works, but rather it's considered to be an expansion, a form of a kinyan kesef, and if kesef is good for shichur, the same thing between when it comes to chalipin. And the Rambam writes, that's not true. That halachud v'halachud. And the Ravid is masig, and the Ravid indeed disagrees. And what about when it comes to a case of an eved ivri? Can I acquire an eved ivri? Or can eved ivri be kones atzmo al yedei kinyan chalipin? So here you do have a sugya, no? Kedushin daf. Ches, Kedushin Dav Ches. Here the Torah tells us the following. Yashiv Guloso mi Kesef Miknasa. Wow. What does that mean? Yes. Kesef, but not the Tvua B'Kelim. A Pasuk, when it comes to an Eved Ivri, wow. That Kesef, yes, but Chalipin, no. So it's interesting, when it comes to Eved Ivri, Shivcha Knanis Shichrohu Machlokes Rishonim. Eved Ivri, no, that's explicit in the Gemara, no? Yashiv Golosu Mikesev Mignoso, that you know what, that Bekesev in B'tvua V'kelim, no, that really is not true. So that's what Tosus points out, Chesem and Aleph, a fundamental difference between Eved Ivri as opposed to a case of Kanani. Well, why exactly is that true? That when it comes to an Eved Ivri, that would not be the case? That's a limitation of Chalipin? Realize, limitations of Chalipin are unusual, no? The Pasuk says, L'kayim kodov. And Chalipin is such universal kinyan. It works when it comes to karka. It works when it comes to talitlin. Tosus Kedushin Dav Gimel. It works when it comes to a guy, no? Even a guy has a kinyan Chalipin. Our Tosus, no? There's certain cases where Chalipin doesn't work. Okay, maybe it doesn't work when it comes to Mishach and Eved Kanani. Okay, when it comes to Eved Ivri, Chalipin does not work. Agzeres HaKosev, no? After all, Kesev Miknaso, Kesev In, Tvuva Kelem Lo. Is there some type of overarching svara regarding Gzeira Sakasa. Not when it comes to the inevitive. Are there other limitations when it comes to a Kinyan Chalipin? So there are, no? Atosis later in Kedushin Chav Zayin. Tosis has another limitation when it comes to a Kinyan Chalipin. You can be Kone Karka. Ayide Kinyan Chalipin, that's clear. But Schirus Karka is not Ayide Kinyan Chalipin. Schirus Karka is not Ayide Chalipin. Wow. Also a Chiddush. No? So one case, Evidivri. Another case is Schirus Karka. Wow. Any other case? Yes, Atosis and Erich, you know? Atosis and Avchavtes, my base, Laman Amad Aleph, the very bottom of Laman Amad Aleph. No? Atosis writes the following Kiddush. Matan Amanas Lahaksi. Wow. That also, you can't have a Kinyan Chalipin for Matan Amanas Lahaksi. Those are notable, no? So a Chalipin does not work when it comes to issues, that's Mefurish in the Gemara. It doesn't work when it comes to Nevedivri. Tosis says it doesn't work when it comes to Schiris Karka. Wow. And Tosis and Erichin writes it doesn't work when it comes to Matan Amanas Lahaksi. Wow, these are like Chedushin, no? L'kaim kol davar, except certain built-in exceptions. How do you know Evid Ivri? Evid Ivri is a pasuk, no? Kesef Miknasa. So Ketzos writes a beautiful Chiddush, no? The Ketzos writes the following, that Evid Ivri is not just a Xeris HaKosev, it's a model, mamish, a binyan av, no? A binyan av. You know what that means? That Chalipin only functions when you have a kinyan mukhlet, a kinyan gamur, where the acquisition is holistic, entirely. What is Evid Ivri? Wow, in Schiris Karka, and Matam Nasa have in common? That's a nice Kiddush, no? They're all a Kinyan L'chatzayim. You're not acquiring an absolute right. And Evid Ivri, the Kinyanim of an Evid Ivri are not absolute Kinyanim. An Evid Kanani, I own, no? And Evid Ivri is a commodity. It's Nitan Birusha. Not true when it comes to Evid Ivri. We're going to learn the sugyas of Yield, that yes, there's a certain right that the son has to an Evid Ivri, but that's not typical Dina Yerusha, no? It's not considered to be Kishoro, Kechamoro, and therefore it is not a Kinyan Gamor. That's part of that Ramban, Kedushin Daf Tezayin. Evid Ivri is not a Kinyan Gamor. And therefore, Chalipin does not function. Chalipin means to holistically, fully acquire, not a kinyan, which is b'miktzas. Oh, the Tzos writes that, isn't that true when it comes to schirus? One could discuss to what extent is schirus considered to be a kinyan, to what extent is schirus considered to be a schus ishtamshus. It conveys a certain right, that certainly is true, but is not considered to be a Kinyan Mukhlat, a Kinyan Gamur. And if that really is true, Chalipin is not going to function. Oh, and the Ketzos writes, Matan Amanas Lahaksi, Erich and Daf Lamed. No, that again is not considered to be an absolute acquisition. There's a Tanai, but a very significant Tanai. No, we'll have to see the Sugyas and Avo. A very significant built-in limitation. And for that, Chalipin indeed does not work. Even when it comes to issues, we're going to have to discuss. Now, there's a kinyan of issues, but it is not considered to be, the Rash Vandav, Vav in Kedusha. No, issues is not considered to be an absolute kinyan gamur. We'll have to see the details of the sugya of ribis, haramas ribis. Now, why is that true? The Rash Varais that realize when you're talking about issues, you're not talking about an absolute kinyan. And therefore, it's an amazing lineup that there's certain limitations. On the one hand, Chalipin works in an expansive way, but nonetheless, at the same time, there are built-in limitations to the potency of a Kinyan Chalipin, and that Chiddush that the Ketzos writes to put all three Chiddushim of Tosus together. But one of the main cases, of course, is Shichur, where the Rambam writes, absolutely not, because what is true of Kesef is not true. Is not true of Chalipin. You know, when our Gemara tells us that Be'en Malachinam, maybe one would argue of Kesef, yes, and Chalipin, no? You know what? According to the Rambam, the Gemara could have answered very simply, Evid Kanani Yochiach, no? You see that formula is not true? You see that that's not true? There's no makor for chalit when it comes to yishas. You have to assume it's embedded in kicha kicha misnei Ephron. Because if kesef and chalipin, if kesef and chalipin, I'll tell you the following. According to Tosus, according to Rav, I understand, kesef chalipin. According to the Rambam, what do you mean? That's not true. So the Gemara should immediately scream and say, that's not true. If kesef, then chalipin. Avaraya, Eved Kanani. Your Meshach and Eved Kanani, they kesef, but it's not true when it comes to the cases of chalipin. Good, the Gemara doesn't say that. You know what I'm going to tell you? The Gemara says something even better. Even better, no? Chalipin is Isnu Pachos Mishava Pruta. Why do I say better? Why do I say better? Because of Kedushin Daf Dalet. No? You have a possibility of Alimud, Alimud, a Kavachomra, Vinyanav, a Mematzinu. I want to compare A to B, A to B. And you know what? I'm going to tell, I don't think that's a very good comparison. You can't necessarily true if A, then certainly, certainly B. How is it that a person can reject that Havamina, can reject that comparison? So I'll tell you the following, you know, look very, very carefully in Shas. No, the Gemara can go ahead and make a suggestion, A and B, and the Gemara can reject the comparison in one of two ways. In one of two ways, no? One is called a Pircha, and the other is called a Yochiach, no? And you have to go through all the Tosos and Kedushin Daf Dalet days, no? But that's very, very important, very important. If I were to ask you, what is more basic, a pircha or a yochiach? Isn't it obvious that a pircha is the most basic refutation? You know what a pircha is? What's the phrase the Gemara makes? Ikra d'dina pircha, no? You're comparing A and D? A and B? What do you mean that? I don't have to look elsewhere. I don't have to look elsewhere. The comparison of A and B is flawed. A and B is flawed, no? Mi ikra d'dina pircha. You know what a yochiach is? Yochiach means that, you know what, ABC. Yochiach means the following. Do you know what? Maybe in principle, the comparison is cogent, but there's another case that seems to fly in the face of. No? That's called the Yochiach. No? You know, I'm going to introduce C. I'm going to introduce C. And C now is going to question your assumption. But I'll tell you very, very clearly that a pirche is so much more potent than a Yochiach. Yochiach just means I have to look elsewhere, elsewhere, no? Pircha means that minyebei, the kasha doesn't exist, no? That's important, no? In a nutshell, you ask me the derech halimud of Reb Chaim, I would tell you a pircha, not a yochiach, no? Every Reb Chaim you go through, no? There's a kasha, hagdaros, and at the end of the day, you know, you see that you can't compare A to B and you're done, no? You see that the havamina to compare A and B was flawed. No, that was fallacious. That can, as opposed to arguing that, you know, oh, there's a sea, a terrace, that, you know, this is here, this is there. No, that's a, the Reis HaLevi said, no, in describing Reb Chaim's Derech Halim, but no, that the Mikra Dedina Pirchet means that the Kasha didn't begin. So I'll tell you the following. When the Gemara tells us here, Kedushin of Gimel Aleph, you know, what is true of Kesev is true of Chalipin. The Rambam could say, absolutely not, Vaharaya, Vaharaya, Eved Kanani. You know what I would tell you? You don't have to come on to Eved Kanani. You don't have to come on to Yochiach, because Tosus is Mefurish. There's sometimes that Yochiach is not good enough, no? Tosus writes there are two different types of Kavachomers. You saw Dalam Beis? There's a bona fide Kavachomer or something which is called a Gilei Milsa. And Tosus writes the Chiddush. In order to uproot a Gilei Milsa, you need a Pircha. A Yochiach is not good enough. A Pircha is so much stronger. You know what a Pircha is? Chalipin is Isnu, Bachas Mishava Pruta. Forget about C. You're telling me, is Chalipin an expansion of a Kinyan Kesef? How in the world? How in the world? No, that's how the Rambam understood the Gemara. That Kesef, by essence, by definition, of course, is Shava Pruta. And if Chalipin can function in Pachos Mishava Pruta, you know what that tells you? Chalipin is not considered to be Mitam Kesef. Out. Out. You don't have to come on to a Gemara in Gittin Daf Lamedes, of being a Shachar and Eved Kanani. But me'ikra d'dina pircha, all assumption, of course, is not true, and therefore, very, very simply, lo mekanya, lo mekanya. It's impossible to envision that should be the case. As opposed to arguing lo mekanya nafsha, no? Rashi's gives. Because lo mekanya nafsha means to point in a very different direction, no? Lo mekanya nafsha seems to negate the following, that, you know what, in principle, what you're saying is true, but there's another consideration. As opposed to saying that, no, that comparison is inherently flawed. Nafsha is not me'ikra d'dina pircha, no? That's Rash of Gnayula. In other words, in principle, yes. In principle, my starting point, my default, my muskarishon should be that if kesef and chalipin, but you know what? Here, when it comes to the endearment of ishus, that there's something troubling about chalipin as an exception because gnayula. I don't have to come on to gnayula if I'm telling you that there's no basis in the world to argue that chalipin indeed should function. In Enochinami, you look at that Tosus. And where Tosu says, if it works for Shichra, that's an indication that Chalipin is an expansion of a Kinyan Kesef. Of Araya, Tosu says, the Havamin of our Gemara, that it should work when it comes to Kedushin, an expansion of a Kinyan Kesef. And the only reason it doesn't work, Tosu says, is because of Lomakanya Nafsha. Nafsha, no? Because it's a Gnai. You don't have to come on to Gnai if there is no basis that the Kinyan should function. If the argument is yes, and B'chol HaTorah Kula, create the structure, and you want to argue that there's something unusual at issues, Enochinami, then you can introduce the concept of Gnayula. But that's an important alignment. There's another machlokas that Rambam and Raiva that also is Lashitase, Per Chavtes of Hilchos Mechira, where Midaraisa Katan is Lav Bardas, but you know what? Midrabanan, there's certain Kinyanim that indeed A cotton could have. Oh, okay. Midrabanan, not midarais. We discussed in earlier shiurim. Now the Tosus Sanhedrin's Samaches Samabeis Das Acheres Makna. Maybe that functions when it comes to cotton on the level of darais. But what about a cotton in and of himself, the ability to go ahead and to acquire? So the Rambam writes the following line that you know what? Even though when it comes to certain kinyanim, we can envision that midarais no, but midrabanan yes. Mid Rabbanan, yes, but the Rambam writes, not true when it comes to a Kinyan Chalip. A Katan does not have a Kinyan Chalip. A Katan can have, for example, a Kinyan Keser, but a Katan will not have a Kinyan Chalip. No, the Rambam. Chavtes Efechos Mechira. You see again the Shitase, the Rambam writes, that correlation is not true. We don't assume when it's true, Kesef is true when it comes to Chalip. And therefore, Timshachar and Evan, Kesef yes, Chalip no. When it comes to a katan, kesef yes, chalipin no, it is not mitam kesef. And the ravid is masig. The ravid writes, what do you mean? Chalipin is kekesef. The ravid l'shitas in perkei filchas avadin, where the ravid writes that yikim eshachar nevet kanani al yedei kesef. And therefore, the ravid writes that midrabanan, akini chalip, when it comes to a katan. I will tell you, that's l'shitas in perkei alchagim filchas avadin and perkhavtesav. Hilchos Mechira. And is there another Rambam and Ravid? There is now. Perakei of Hilchos Mechira. Where that has to be worked out a little bit because the Rambam writes the following. Now, this is not austere in the Rambam at all, but the Rambam writes the following. That you know what? There is a concept, we discussed this at the very beginning of this Zman, of not only Eidos the Bira Dover, but Eidos the Kiyum Adover. Eidos the Kiyum Adover. Does Chalipin require Eidus Lekimada? Does Chalipin require Eidus Lekimada? Wow. So guess what? The Rambam writes, absolutely not. There is no need for Eidus Lekimada when it comes to a Kinyan Chalipin. Well, I would say that's probably the Muskarishon. That's like the default position. Why would you need Eidus Lekimada for a Kinyan Chalipin? But the Rambam assures us that Chalipin does not require Eidus Lakim Adover. Let's have Eidus Labir Adover. That certainly is true. Let's have Eidus Labir Adover. You know what? Because that will serve as a raya that the kinyan was made. That's good. But you don't require Eidus Lakim Adover. The Masada Kedush will make a kinyan chalip with the chasen obligating him in the terms of issues. Guess what? You don't need Eidus Lakim Adover. We have Eidim that are there. Yeah, those Eidim are the Bir Hadover, no? Those Eidim are going to sign the Ksuva, and this Ksuva is going to say that a Kinyan indeed was made. Yeah, so you know what a Ksuva is? A Ksuva is a Shtar Raya, not a Shtar Kinyan. And the Eidim are Raya Ladover. So good, we'll have Eidim as a Raya Ladover. But you don't need Eidus Lekim Adover. Lekim Adover. No, that's the very Gemara. And Daf Samachay. Isn't that clear? So the Rambam writes that Chalipin does not require Eidus Lekim Adover. That's what Tosus writes. Kedushin Samachim Adeis, the top Tosus, no? Chalipin does not require Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. It doesn't require Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. Have Eidim there because you know what? A person can deny that the kinyan occurred. But in principle, the integrity of the kinyan is not dependent on Eidim. Oh, that's a Tosfos in Sanhedrin Davar. That Chalipin does not require Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. Well, that's what the Rambam writes. Okay, so that Rambam is not difficult. I would say that Rambam is the Moskal Rishon. No, that Rambam is the, I would have said, even without, you know, of course. Why would you assume that's true? Don't even forget, what was the Rambam Shita? When Yechaz of the earlier Shir Klali, no? That according to the Rambam Shita, that Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar is Das Davar Shebe'erva? No? That's Rav Chaim, Perek, Dal of Hilchos Yivam Chalitza. And if you don't require Das Davar Sheba, you don't need Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. And therefore, the Rambam never mentions Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar when it comes to Yibam, Chalitza, Nisuin, Bitul Hatznai, Shlichus. Wow, those are five cases right off the bat, no? Where the Rambam does not mention Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar, even though I would have thought that that's a Davar Sheba Erva. Well, obviously, the Rambam's not going to require Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar when it comes to Chalipin, when it comes to Chalipin. You know what's so surprising? The Ravid is Masid. The Ravid of all Rishonim is Masik, no? Not true. Chalipin requires Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. Chalipin requires Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. I wouldn't say that's a steer in the Rambam. A steer in the Rambam? Good. The Rambam Shita is that Chalipin is not Mitam Kesef. I understand. And even though there are cases where Kesef yes, but Chalipin no, well, that's clear. When it comes to Matamas Nahafsir, or Schiris Karka, or Eved Ivri, or even Eved Kanani, Kesef yes, but Chalipin no, but that doesn't mean you need Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. But the Ravid Shita, no? The Ravid is Masik, and the Ravid writes, no. If Kesef, then Chalipin. If Kesef, then Chalipin. That's true when it comes to, wow, when it comes to cases of Eved Kanani. That's Hilchos Avadim. That's true when it comes to Kesef regarding a Katan. No? If Kesef, then Chalipin. Kesef, Chalipin. Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. Kesef requires Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. Kesef requires Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. Certainly not. And Chalipin is Mitam Kesef. And Chalipin requires Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. That sounds so unusual, no? Especially coming from the Ravid, it sounds so unusual. You know, you want to tell me that Chalipin is an independent standalone kinyan, unrelated to Kesef? Okay, it's not Muchach. But maybe one could suggest that, you know, maybe here, you know, Eidim are necessary. You'd still have to explain why in the world that's true. But if you're going to tell me that, what do you mean? That the rule is Kesef Chalipin. And that's the rule in Perakei Hilchos Avadim. And that's the rule in Perakei Tesef Hilchos Mechira. No? And that's Gittin Daf Lamed Tes. That you didn't do the Chalipin right. But if you did it right, of course it would work. So all of a sudden you need Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. That's so surprising. No? I would tell you that really is a Tzarachim Gadol. If not for the fact that the Ravid elsewhere spells it out. No, it's Yikar HaMetzius. No? That's a Ravid. A Shita Ukabetz is called Vasra Dachmen. Ooh, but the Ravid spells it out. Okay, you're good to go. The Ravid writes that, you know what? I hold that Chalipin requires Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. Why do I maintain that that's true? You know what I would say? That's a good kasha. Because the Ravid holds that Chalipin is Mitam Kesef. So you know what the Ravid writes? That is not Me'ikar Hadin. The Ravid is Mufurish, and Shikovet says, That is not Me'ikar Hadin. When a person goes that makes a typical Kenyan, the Ravid writes that, look at what's happened. Look at what happened. You pay for something. Okay, I understand that. It's yours because you paid for it. I understand. There was a Matamos. A person makes a Kenyan Hagba, Kenyan Meshicha. I understand. No, you did a hachnas of the rishus. You took the object, and you know what? You brought the object in. I understand. There's a hachnas of the rishus. There's a matan maos. What in the world happens when you make a kinyan chalipin? There's no hachnas of the rishus. The object is thousands of miles away. There's no matan maos. No? You look in loose translations, right? They'll inaccurately say, Chalipin is like a symbolic act, no? What do they mean it's a symbolic act? Because you're not paying, you're not being most of the chifes from Shusa. Oh, so the Ravid writes It's mechse kechucha v'atvula. You're kone chefetz ayyadei chalipin. What did you do? What did you do? There was no payment. There was no achnos l'rishus. So in order that one demonstrates that no, that you know what, that this institution of chalipin is something that has teeth. No. I'll use the phrase as follows. Ahaknomidas. Rastavayshu quoted that Hashem Reb Chaim. As a chalipin being a haknomidas, it's a conveyance of das. Of das makne, of das kone. Even though you're right, there was no matan mos. Even though there was no hachnos l'rishus. Yes, the Ravid writes, not mikar hadin. Not mikar hadin. Therefore, it is the kima davar necessary. In order to go into elevate that act, because that act on its face does not resemble a typical kinyan. There was no document, there was no achnas l'rishus, there was no matan mos, there was no mesira, there was no hagbah. Oh, the answer is so, edus l'kima davar, but not mikar hadin. Ah, that fits in beautifully then. Not mikar hadin, because the Ravid shita is the chalipin in that fashion, which is considered to be mitam kesef. Wow. And all of a sudden, now our Gemara tells us the following, but it's not going to work when it comes to Kedushin. Because, pachas ishavapruta lo makanyal makanyan afsha. What exactly is the maskana sa Gemara? That's critical. The havamin of Gemara, as Tosus points out, is, you know what, that there's a link. Kesef chalipin. And Gemara says, natural Kedushin. Is that disrupting that analogy? That relationship? Or is it just telling me that there's something unusual about Kedushin? That's a very fundamental machlokes. Poshub shat, the Rambam, no. When the Gemara says that Chalipin is Isnu Pachas Yishoprut, it means that it is not Mitam Kesef, a standalone Kinyan, Katan, Eved, all other cases as mentioned as well, Eved Ivri, Eved Knani, Schirus, Matanamas Lahachsir, and therefore Chalipin is not Mitam Kesef. And that's the Maskana Sagamara. As opposed to arguing, you know, that despite the fact that Chalipin is considered to be Tam Keseh, and that should be included in Kicha Kicha Misti Afron, here it's not good because Gnaihula. And we'll have to discuss, again, what does that mean? What is the element of Gnai that's embedded somehow in the Kini Chalipin? But Gnaihula clearly means that, you know what, that there's integrity to the correlation. Except here, when it comes to Kedushin, that is not a kinyan of choice. That is not something which is considered to be fully, fully appropriate. Wow, Tosus writes the following chiddush, that chalipin is not limited to Yisrael, but chalipin works when it comes to a guy. One can take advantage of a kinyan chalipin there as well. When we sell our chametz to the guy, we do chalipin more than once. We do chalipin that the guy acquires the chametz, and we do chalipin in order that the guy should acquire karka that allows for a kinyan agav and a kinyan chatzir of the chametz as well. We do multiple kinyani chalipin when it comes to the guy. Oh, because Tosus writes, Kedushin Daf Gimel, that this works when it comes to a guy. And even though there is a Gemara Bechoras and Daf Yud Gimel that says, what do you mean? Mid Yisrael Bechad, Ovid Kachaminami Bechad. And therefore, it seems to limit the kinyanim when it comes to a guy. Tosa says, no, chalipin is not included in that limitation. And therefore, chalipin works when it comes to a guy as well. And Tosa writes, and that was the practice of Rabbeinu Tam. Whenever there would be an empowerment, there would be a harsha. And I wanted to go ahead and to see to it. A person has a certain chol, and that chol has to be collected. And therefore, I have to empower the one who's been going with the chol. Otherwise, this person comes over to me and says, you know, pay this amount. You know what I'm going to respond? Lavo dvaram didiyat. Who in the world are you? What right do you have to go ahead and to enforce any gviya? You know what the answer is? He has to be empowered. There has to be a power of attorney. There has to be a harsha. Empowering the guy. He has to acquire a concrete, a tangible right in order to allow for gviya. How exactly is that done? Oh, so Rabbeinu Tam writes, I'll tell you the perfect model, and that is chalipin. Let a kinyan chalipin be made,
And therefore, the goy is going to acquire the ability to be goven. And therefore, you know what? That I'm going to be goven. What do you mean? That's not my role. I'm the landowner. No. The guy is going to be goven on my behalf. So therefore, the empowerment of the kid al-Yakin Khalifin, because that works when it comes to an Akum as well. And then Tosus writes like a stunning line. Now, I'll have to see what in the world this means. No? You know what? If you want to empower the guy, Kini Khalifin is a wonderful, wonderful model. But you know what? Where's the guy? The guy is in the field. The guy is on the streets collecting my chovos. No, where am I? Where am I? I'm in my palace. No, I'm in my office. No? So how is it that I'm going to execute this harsha in order to empower a guy to be able to take advantage of those chesegmiya? Oh, so there's a simple answer. No? There's a simple answer. You know, we're at the chasson's dish. And you know, the kala is not thousands of miles away, but you know, she's in the next room. And we're going to make a kinyan chalipin, where the chassan, where's the other party? No? The chassan is going to obligate himself to the kala. Where in the world is the kala? So you know what? I guess we could bring the kala into the chassan's dish, no? And we'll do the kinyan chalipin, and that will be, I'll tell you a simple etza. Let the Masada Kedushin do so. The Masada Kedushin, the Eidim, you know what that's called? That's called a zechiyah, no? So therefore, based on a zechiyah, based on a shlichus, you know what? That the kinyan chalipin can take hold. Okay, fine. So you know the Masada Kedushin is representing the tzara kala, and therefore you make a kinyan chalipin, and the chassan is obligating himself. But the kala shakana. Good, fine, good. Oh, so Tosus writes the following. So you know what? The guy is collecting all my chovos. You know, and I'm sitting here in the office, and I have to create a harsha, empowering the guy. So you know what? So Tosus writes, you know what? Be careful. When you go ahead and document the harsha, don't write, Dosa says, Bekanina Mine. Don't write that, and we have empowered the guy in his absence, and we have made a kinyan empowering. We made a kinyan chalipin, empowering the guy to go and do so. Oh, because that involves another difficulty, no? The kinyan is a kinyan chalipin, where Tosa says that works when it comes to a guy. I'm good to go, no? But wait a second, the guy's not here. The guy's not here, no? So how in the world are you going to go ahead and to create this empowerment? Ayyadei zechia? Ayyadei shlichus? What do you mean Tosus writes? But Metziyadav ayin aleph, no? Ain shlichus lakum? And in which case, perhaps ain zechia lakum? There's no zechia. There's no shlichus. There's no zechia. There's no shlichus. So therefore, I understand there is a kinyan chalipin when it comes to a guy. That certainly is true. So if a guy were go ahead and to affect a kinyan chalipin, it's how. But in the absence of the guy, you're going to affect a kinyan chalipin on his behalf. For that, you have to invoke a zechia. You have to invoke a shlichus. And that's no good. That's no good. Wow. So if that's no good, so be careful, Tosa says. Be careful. Be careful what? Be careful what? Be careful not to write v'kaninimine. Don't write the words that, you know what, that you use zechi in order for the guy to be zoche and to acquire this right. Yeah. What does that mean exactly? Rabbi Natan would go ahead and create the harshan this way using a kinyan chalipin, but be careful not to write the words, right, v'kaninimine, that we invoke zechi in order to go ahead and to ensure this process. What exactly does that mean? Do it, but don't write it. Do it, but don't write it. Sure. Do it, but you know what? A secret. Don't publicize it. That's what Tosus means. Don't publicize it. It sounds so odd, no? It sounds so odd. It doesn't work. Because for that, you have to come on to Zechia. So don't do it. So don't do it. What, don't write it? Don't write it. Oh, so the Sma writes. So the Sma writes. What do you think don't write it means? What do you fudge it? No, you do it, but you don't publicize it. You do it, but you don't write it. When Tosa says, don't use such language, it means don't employ Zechia. Don't employ Zechia. Don't misrepresent the truth. Misrepresent the truth. How in the world? No, it means don't do it. Don't do so. you can create a harshav and akum yisei kinyan chalipin, but in his absence, don't do it aydei zchi and shlichus, because we don't allow for that representation. That's clear. But, you know, the words of Tosa seem to assume that, you know, don't write, don't do. Okay, obviously. Echa b'pecha b'leim, do this, but just don't write it. Do this, but don't say this. How would that be? So the Taz writes, no, Tosa's literally. It's okay to do, but don't write it. Don't say it. No? Well, do it quietly. What in the world does that mean? No? Okay, the cliffhanger. No? Okay, so take a look in the Sekuv Tzariyeh. No? So we have to learn a little bit more. Because we're going to get to the main sugya is Kedushin Chav Beis. Even before we get to Kedushin Chav Beis, Kedushin Dev Zayin. Now, briefly. Eved Kanani. Orev, Eved Kanani, Din Shnehem. Oh. There's something which is a kinyan of Eved Kanani. You know what Eved Kanani means? I'm a shachar and Eved Kanani al yedei kesef. Isn't there a built-in contradiction? Reb Meir, no? What do you mean? Komashakan Eved Kanaraba. So the Eved Kanani is going to give funds to the Adon to secure his shichrur? Isn't that like just passing funds from a left hand to a right hand? The Yad Eved is considered to be Kiyad Adon. Reb Meir says it very simply. Kesef as a shichrur for Eved Kanani is Al Yedei Acherim. Is Al Yedei Acherim. Someone else will provide the kesef to the Adam as a means of being a shachar, the Eved Kanani. So it means that, you know what, it's not being funded by the Eved Kanani. It's being funded by a third party. But clearly the Matan Maos is to the Adam. So therefore, that's the model of Eved Kanani. It doesn't have to be yours as long as he receives. And the Gemara Kedushin Dav Zayin, a stunning Kiddush, that would be true when it comes to Kedushin as well. If party three, as a shliach of the Baal, will give his money to the woman and say, accept this kesef Kedushin, and thereby you're married to him, that Kedushin is chal, midin Eved Kanani. Wow, that's very important. We'd have to learn those things as well. No, the din Eved Kanani when it comes to Kedusha Isha. Okay, so writes the following Kiddush. That you know what? That is how the harsha works when it comes to a guy. It is working not with a straight kinyan chalipin, not with zechia, but rather midin eved kanani. And the din eved kanani works when it comes to an akum. Eved kanani. No? You don't need a full kedushas Yisrael for the kinyan of eved kanani. Wow, that's the chiddush of it. So, that realized that which Rabbi Natan did, Kedushin Dav Gimel, it was Midin Eved Kanani. If the guy was here, the guy could go ahead and furnish the kli in order to acquire the right. You know what? And let's say the guy is not here, and someone else is furnishing the kli in order to acquire the right. That is not working with typical Zechi and Shlichus. That's Chal Midin Eved Kanani. That's the Pshat and Artosis. Wow. Here's such a thing. That's our Tosos. So you know what Tosos writes the following? You know what? The method that works is Medin Eved Kanani. And that works. And that Din Eved Kanani works, obviously, beyond the Kedushas Yisrael. That works when it comes to Goy as well. But Tosos says the following. Be careful not to write the words V'kanina Mineh. Because the words V'kanina normally apply as Zechi and Shlichus, like it does in a typical Shtar. So don't use language that would imply Zechi and Shlichus, where this nudnik is going to get up and say, there is no shlichus in zechi when it comes to goy, and therefore everything you do is considered to be invalid. Don't use words that imply zechi and shlichus, but rather say that, you know what, the goy acquired. How did the goy acquire? Not midin zechia, not midin shlichus, but midin eved kanani. And the Ksaros writes, whoa. All right. Kuf Chav Gimel. With this in mind, we're going to answer a very heavy question. And that is, a kinyan chalipin al yedei acherim on Shabbos. Is that considered to be a problem of ein shliach l'dvar aver? That's the length here, Marach and Lektzas. That requires a separate sheet. But, that's heavy, heavy, just simply Poshup Shat and Artosis. The Hagdar V'Kinei Chalipin, when it works, when it doesn't work. Chalipin, when it comes to a guy where Tosis says it absolutely does work. But you know what? Let's just avoid Zechi and Shlichus. How do you avoid Zechi and Shlichus? Not by doing Zechi and Shlichus, but not writing Zechi and Shlichus. No, no, no. It means by, you have to invoke another method that works even when it comes to a guy. And that's, ooh, Kedush Nazai, Kedush Nechabez. That's Medin Eved Kanani. That's a powerful, powerful Kiddush of the Ksosa Shita. Take a look. Take a look. But fascinating Hagdaras, right? The nature of the Kinyan Chalipin, its relationship to a Kinyan Kesev, with fundamental, fundamental nafkaminas. When Chalipin works, when Chalipin does not work, that beautiful Chiddush HaKtzos, that a Kinyan Mukhlat, not a Kinyan Lechatzayin, three Tosusin, no? And the Yisod, is Chalipin considered to be an absolutely independent Kinyan, or do we argue that no, that in principle, Chalipin indeed mitam Kesev, but not when it comes to Kedusha. Well, Kanya Nafsh, as Rashi writes, because Gnayhu. Thank you.